Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, what a week at the U.S. Open. My goodness gracious, it's just been one fabulous day after another. Yes, Danielle is disappointed. Tiger Woods did not make the cut, but he's doing better. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's not like Scottie Scheffler was on fire either, and a whole bunch of other guys who have been competing regularly, maybe one week, you know, after the memorial. It's difficult to fire it all up again. And you can kind of understand why Jack Nicklaus says, I want my date back. It's not right to be playing 2 weeks in a row. But, you know, we're going to talk about that with Gary Williams coming up. We got a high surf warning for the south-facing shores. Don't go into the water unless you know what you're doing on the south shore. It's so cool. I mean, the last time we've had this kind of surf seems to be like in the late 70s, early 80s. Now we've got some really strong, huge waves coming in on the south side. If you just want to, you know, get into the ponds and enjoy, go to the north shore, which is kind of a switch, but that's summer. All right, we're going to have partly cloudy, breezy day. If you're going to get out on the golf course, the trades are 15 to 25 miles an hour. I'm feeling gusts a little bit stronger than that. We'll have some scattered windward showers, isolated leeward showers. The high today between 83 and 88 and the low 71 to 66. I really like the evening lows. How about a tee time for you? We've got a 9 o'clock at Makalei and a 10:18 as well. That's on the lovely Big Island of Hawaii. And we've got volcano gift certificates. Dad's Day, indeed it is, tomorrow. So two rounds to the caller that calls in first. Make that ninth. Okay, the ninth caller, 808-545-1111, wins two rounds at Volcano Golf Club. And there's an 836 and a 910 and a 1048 if you want to get out there. Hey, the Straight Shooters, wish I was one. They're out playing at Poipu. There's a 9:30, an 11 o'clock, and a 1:10 if you'd like to. Kauai Lagoons has a 9:50, an 11 o'clock. Hawaii Kai, 8:46, 11:18. Turtle Bay, 8:52, 9:24, 10:30. Roe Hawaiian, 8:56, 9:16. Eva Beach Golf Course, 10:06, 11:30. Bayview, 12:16. On Maui, Wailea, 9:10, 9:50. And on the Gold Course, there's an 11:20, an 11:30, and an 11:40. And Maui Jim, they're going out to play, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. We've also got the Better Half Club. The Better Half, I wonder if those are guys, you know, calling themselves the Better Half, since women always get to be the Better Half. Whatever. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. On the Blue Course, there's an 8:50, a 9:10, and a 10:50 for you to enjoy as well. We've got at Kapalua an 8:40, a 9:36, and the Dunes at Maui Lani has a 9:20, 10 o'clock, 11:10, and let me put my traffic reporting hat on here real quick. All right. Good news. Underneath the viaduct to Wailea at 21st, all the lanes are open. The water main break's been repaired, and so is the road, and we're looking nice and sweet, and we're going to come back. I got a great show for you. We're going to learn a little bit about golf. Parker McLaughlin's going to be with us. We got Diana DeLucia. She's president, Golf Kitchen. Why is it so important for the kitchen to deliver exquisite meals at private country clubs? Just one of the questions. And we've got Max Novina, tournament director, PGA Tour, The Century. Gary Williams is kicking it off, and guess where he is? I'm jealous. He's at the U.S. Open. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories, now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding, banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
You know, we could get a lesson from Gary Williams. Gary Williams was a teaching professional at one point. Now he's host Five Clubs Golf. It's on YouTube podcast, for instance, at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get yours. Host Five Clubs Golf on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts with Signature Golf Group. And now, welcome into the clubhouse, Gary Williams.
Danielle, can I get this volcano gift? Am I eligible?
Well, you got to be the ninth caller. But don't stop. Don't start calling in. I need you right now. We're going to give two sets of two. So, you know, yeah, later in the show, you can, I won't mind. I won't say.
Tremendous.
Yes, it is tremendous what you're doing. I mean, I'm watching. There's so much going on. And when you look at the odds heading into this 124th, Scottie Scheffler continued domination even before winning at the Memorial. He was a 3-1 favorite. Poor Scottie. He didn't think he was going to make the cut. Imagine putting a bet on Scottie Scheffler and finding out that he just barely squeaked his way in there. You know, Rory McIlroy, 10-1, PGA champion Xander Schauffele, 11-1, Pinehurst defending champion Martin Kaymer. He's in the mix, and that's fantastic. Did he make the cut? I don't recall seeing him.
He did.
He did. See? You never know. Now, someone posited that it was not how, you know, how far back you were, but how strong the field is in front of you as to whether or not you're going to be able to win this tournament. What are your thoughts on that?
I couldn't agree more. I've always believed that about when you start to look at leaderboards as a weekend gets set up, to me I always look at the number of hurdles as opposed to the margin. If you're 5 or 6 shots back and you have a handful of players that don't have a great deal of accomplishment in the biggest events, then I feel like the deficit is not quite as large.
Yeah.
You could have a 4-shot deficit, but you may have 5 players that have all won major championships, and it feels like it's at least that much of a deficit, if not more so. So I think in this particular case, what we have is an eclectic leaderboard in several reasons. One, if you look at the nations represented, it's very diverse, which is great. It's great to see the globalization of the game on display with the first, you know, 10 names. I mean, you can rip off 7 or 8 countries that are represented.
Yeah.
Secondly, you have a variety of the level of accomplishment of the players who are there. Ludvig Åberg, the only reason why he's not, you know, a guy who's got 10 wins is he hasn't even been out there and he's playing professional.
He's say that again. We lost you a little bit.
Exactly. So you have the.
Okay, we're losing you a little bit there, Gary. So we're not. It's cutting in and out.
It may be because
they're
not using on the property.
Something tells me we've just, you know, called them out on not having very good internet connections.
Yes.
You know, they've been working so hard to make it all very perfect. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, seeing Åberg at the top of the leaderboard, it was a leaderboard. I'm like, really? I mean, he's from Sweden and he's been consistently in the mix, kind of, right? Over the last 6 months or so, you keep seeing his name, We all know how to pronounce it, finally. And, you know, he's got a 935. He's 5 under. But there's Patrick Cantlay, Bryson DeChambeau, Tony Finau is not that far back, you know. And so he's got a lot of competition. Some really good Rory McIlroy. I can't leave him out. Hideki Matsuyama. All of these guys, they've been around. Xander Schauffele. So he's one of those guys who may have the lead, but whether or not he's going to actually pull it off to the final is not that given. Oh, we've completely lost Gary. What a bummer. Yeah, we can't hear Gary. Gary, we can't hear you. Yeah, we can't hear you, Gary. It's really a shame. This is like, it's like, darn it. So much going on at the Open, even before they hit the first shot on Thursday. And one of the really cool things was seeing Tiger Woods and son Charlie. Tiger, has Charlie kind of like guiding him. He said, Charlie knows more about my swing than anybody because he's watched. He's 15. Charlie's 15. Imagine, you know, having all that going on. And then one of the really touching things that I watched on YouTube, I think it was, it's online and you can see it. Tiger Woods won he didn't win. There was no competition there. Tiger Woods got the Bob Jones Award, the highest award that is given in golf. And as a quoting here now from Mike Wan, the CEO of the USGA, this award goes beyond playing performance, recognizing the lasting impact of one person's journey that has forever changed the image and the growth of the game. There are very few who stand alongside Tiger Woods in terms of on-course accomplishments, and he's in a class of his own when it comes to the impact he has made on the game and future generations who will play it. And someone went on to say, you know, with my kids, when they'd come home and I'd be sitting there watching television, watching golf, is Tiger in? And if Tiger Woods was playing, they sit down and watch. So sometimes he would prevaricate and say, yeah, Tiger's here. Just because they wanted to have some company from the kids. I thought that was absolutely sweet. Tiger Woods made all the difference in making golf cool, was another statement. You know, and Mike Tirico was really good when he came on. And seeing the passion from Mike Wan and the joy that he has, he's in the perfect position. Golf has never had the growth that it has had since Tiger made golf cool. And I think that is the beauty of it, you know, and Tiger Mania, he made golf cool. Players look completely different today was another comment. You know, they look like power forwards from Mike Tirico. It's all about health, fitness, power, strength, the game. You have to look fantastic. You have to be in great shape to be able to play the game in today's world. And another thing he said today, he called it fake energy on social media. I won't call out the exact social media accounts he was talking about. But Tiger Woods back then, just walking through a hotel, just walking through an airport on the range, all eyes were always on him. Millions around the world, thank you, he said, for letting Tiger Mania take over. You made golf cool. So that's what we're talking about. And I hope we can take a real quick break here and see if we can't get a connection with Gary Williams. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
All right, this is the Aloha Powers Summer's Coming sale. Doesn't it feel like it's already here? Summer's coming still, all right? We haven't gotten to summer yet. It's almost here. We have mowers. We have mowers from the homeowner kind to the supersized landscaper kind, and they're all in stock. Mower accessories galore, available. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. Let your equipment do the work. Nothing backbreaking about having something fabulous from the Aloha Power Equipment Superstore, like a, you know, homeowner-sized landscaper that's just going to make life so much easier. And they ship off island. So, you know, off island, sometimes we have much bigger spaces. You'll need this. New shipments arrive daily. Indeed, Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. And I'll tell you again, if you're going down Farrington Highway, it's really easy. You get to Waipahu Depot Street, going west, make a left. And coming in the eastbound direction, make a right, and you'll see it. They're pretty much, they're just about on the corner. And you can see the big sign, you go in there. Or you can go right next to the Costco gas station, and there they are. Fabulous. So Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
And here we are. All right, Tiger Woods Bob Jones Award. And this award goes beyond playing performance, recognizing the lasting impact of one person's journey that's forever changed the image and growth of golf. It's a wonderful award. And it was so interesting listening to him talk after everybody spoke. And he's sitting almost in the front row. It was amazing. Gary Williams is back with us. Were you sitting in that audience watching that award being given?
You know what, Danielle, I was not. I had an obligation, so I couldn't be there that night. I did see it after the fact. I found the night to be particularly powerful because of some of the things I just heard you mentioning. It's a long journey. A golfer's journey, especially if you're as good and as great as he was, can be a long one. There's a lot of things that can transpire, and certainly in his life, a lot has. He's in a place that this is the right time for him to be the recipient. There was inevitability to him receiving this, but I thought what he said, and from talking to some people who were in that room, there was a lot of warmth that was in that room, and I think that he's at a stage in his life where he is penetrated by those things, whereas 5, 6, 8 years ago, that wouldn't have been the case.
Yeah, exactly. No, yes, it was the right time. And having his son be his eyes while he was practicing before the tournament, Charlie, he said, I trust him with my swing and my game. He's seen it more than anybody else in the world. He's seen me hit more golf balls than anyone. I tell him what to look for, especially with putting. He gave me a couple of little side bits today, which was great because I get so entrenched in hitting certain putts to certain pins, I tend to forget some of the things I'm working on. I just want to see the balls rolling. That's fantastic. What a relationship.
It's cycle of life stuff. I mean, if you consider how immersed his father was in his young golfing life up until, you know, Earl's passing in 2006, you know, he had his father for a very significant portion of his life, but he's now lived without his own father's presence in his life for almost 20 years now. And so here's Charlie, who is the only person, by the way, Danielle, who's not trying to mimic his father's golf swing, but the idiosyncrasies, of which there are not that many that we associate with Tiger's. Nobody has ever tried to imitate or copy Tiger's golf swing. Charlie replicates it in a way that is so spooky to see. All of the mannerisms, all the little touch points, he does it. which is remarkable to watch.
Yes, I bet it is. Yeah, that's really something. Well, you know, him talking about, you know, putting the greens at Pinehurst. I mean, is this course hard or what?
It's, you know, I've been coming here since I was a little boy. I used to come to golf camp here when I was a young teenager, and the golf course looked very different then. I was lucky enough to be asked to play the golf course with Ben Crenshaw when it was reopened the day after the final round of the 2011 Masters tournament won by Charles Schwartzel. And so to see it today, to actually have a conversation yesterday with Michael Campbell, who won this championship in 2005, and I said, Michael, what do you think? He said, I've not been back here since I won it 19 years ago. It doesn't look anything like what it did when I won here. It's beautifully brown. It has beautiful texture and hues and colors, and the vegetation is the way that this whole region of the state of North Carolina looks with the sandy soil, and the greens themselves have a complexity to them that is not like anywhere else in this country. The only greens that are remotely close are also greens that Donald Ross designed at Seminole Golf Club on a sandy ridge in South Florida. The effective usable area is about a third of what the overall size of these greens are. I love this place. I don't try to tell people who don't like it they should love it. People have their own likes and dislikes. I love this place.
I love the fact that you're there. This is wonderful. One person said the greens are extremely fast and penal. You hit it on the green, the hole is not done. I was just amazed how fast these greens are. Now, the temperature is going to get up to 92 degrees today. And the winds, what about 4 to 10, maybe gusting to 15? How's that going to impact the putting surface?
It's a factor. It's a factor. Any appreciable breeze, of which, you know, I would say right now I'm on the 15th hole. Scottie Scheffler is on the 15th tee as we speak. It's just enough that you have to pay attention to it. But the other part of that is what it's doing to this golf course. You mentioned the temperature. It has been in the upper 80s, now topping, you know, 90 degrees the last couple of days. This golf course, as we sit here and as I look at it, is turning different shades of tan and beige and brown and even kind of off-white, which is what they want. And so this golf course is only getting harder, literally and figuratively. It's only getting faster, and that is the way this place ideally should play, where the ground becomes much more of a factor. And if you get it in any area where it is potentially going to be taking on what gravity will do to anything, it's going to find the lowest point. And the lowest point means it's going to leave the putting surface. This golf course, by 7:30 tonight local time, when they are playing the last couple of holes, if we do not have a pop-up shower, is going to be as fiery and as crusty and as spicy as they could have ever imagined it could be.
Yeah, it's putting on glass.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Speaking of Scottie Scheffler, who did not think that five over was going to get him into the weekend, and then he finds himself in the weekend, what's his general feeling at this point? He said he was proud at how he overcame things, but it must be difficult to kind of put it all back together and get on the horse.
Yeah, you know, he... You know, I followed him nine holes Thursday and then nine holes yesterday, and it was a tale of kind of his deficiencies. The first day, it was his inability to play from the fairway. Yesterday, he played from the fairway and putted horribly. And so, you know, look, he's dealing with the first kind of ordinary patch of golf that he's experienced, you know, this year. Him being able to make the cut allowed us to kind of shelve a stat that we would have trotted out had he missed the cut, which would have been the last time he missed the cut. They've played two NFL football seasons the last time he didn't play the weekend of a tournament. So, yeah, getting into the weekend, it was I kind of thought that it was going to go to five over par, which it did. It gives him two additional days. But just watching him, Danielle, today, it's kind of a collage of what has been troubling him the first 2 days. Early in his round today, he was not playing from the fairway. Now he's hit some good shots. He's had a couple of very good birdie chances on 12 and on 13 that he didn't convert, and they were inside of 9 feet. It's been a frustrating week for him.
Yeah, I can hear it. Now, as a teaching professional at one time, what do you see? Do you see something that, you know, you think is maybe what's keeping him off?
I just think it's, you know, for him, it's the smallest of margins. And I think that, you know, it's not so much the technical. And he works with somebody in Randy Smith who is of a different generation. They do not work much on you know, positions in the golf swing. It's much more foundational stuff. It's about, you know, it's about setup. It's about ball position. And I think for him, it's just been a combination of those things. And when you're just a little bit off on the most exacting golf course you're going to play all year, and it's not even close, as difficult as Muirfield Village was last year, it's exponentially harder this week. It gets exposed. And it's not like he's hitting, you know, big foul balls. He's just missing just enough to put in these native areas. And by virtue of that, he has no chance to give himself a good chance at birdie. And when he has played from the fairway and he has had, you know, good chances, he hadn't made anything.
Well, I've got a couple of more guys. Do you have a couple of more minutes that to
of
talk?
Of course.
Oh, great. Okay. So Bryson DeChambeau, he just seems to have gone through, I don't know, he's always been kind of a little odd.
Yeah.
Right? So he's transforming in ways that, you know, trying to relate to people more, it seems. What do you think? Hamming it up on Sky Sports, for instance, you know, and going through lengthy chats with some of the guys on NBC. And what's going on with, does he just want to be a human?
You know, Danielle, it's interesting. I was sitting in his pre-tournament press conference and somebody asked him about how different he is from when he won the U.S. Open in September of 2020 at Wingfoot, and he said, I'm a totally different person. Mm-hmm. That's not, look, we all evolve, and particularly during, you know, a period in your life when you're in your mid to late 20s, and most people overwhelmingly do it anonymously. He's doing it in a very public way. It's the life he's chosen. You know, he plays golf in a way that none of us can really relate to. I do think that he is, you know, he's trying harder. He is an odd guy. I think that's reflected in the way that he looks at the game of golf. He sees things differently. I also think what's happened with him is that, and I'm not telling people that they should or shouldn't be watching Live Golf, but the truth is that not a lot of people are, and I do think that absence makes the heart grow fonder,
mm-hmm.
and he hasn't been in front of us for a while. And the truth is, he's interesting to watch play golf. He does it in his own way. And so here he is contending. He emotes on the golf course. I think that he has had people kind of change their position on him. And I think that he has an appeal to people, or maybe he didn't have an appeal to formally. And so here he is this week on a golf course that is so different from Valhalla, where you're going, he could hit it anywhere, go find it, the golf course is soft. This will be different. This is going to test him in ways that he's not going to be able to stand up to. Well, the truth is that he used his short game, his chipping and his putting, made 123 feet of putts in round two, which we're not associating that part of his game as being the reason why he would contend in a major. He's valuable to men's professional golf. He's exceedingly valuable to the network television partners because people take an interest, like him, load him
exactly
to kind of sit forward when he hits shots. And he is going to be fascinating to watch today and again tomorrow.
Yeah, and another fellow, Brooks Koepka, you know, he's not willing to do interviews because no one asks him interesting questions. Gee whiz, okay, you know, we'll work on that, Brooks.
but you know what, Danielle, is that he is, look, he fashions himself as an athlete. That kind of text interview that he did with Eamon Lynch.
Yes.
First of all, he and Eamon have a relationship. It's a relationship that Brooks trusts him. Eamon was able to push him in terms of what he said. Like, what do you mean? What's creative? What's a creative question? What would you ask yourself? There is a, you know, the back and forth that they had is I think very reflective of kind of the back and forth they have when they're texting each other privately. You know, it's too bad that he went in the wrong direction yesterday, because, again, I find him, when he is in a position to contend in major, he makes the event more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, it doesn't mean I'm saying he makes it to where you should like him. I'm not saying that at all. I don't tell anybody what they should or shouldn't like. What I'm saying is that, in general, more people take interest in things when he is contending, similarly to Bryson DeChambeau, different from Rory. Rory has an appeal. There's an affection. There is a warmth that people have toward him that people, again, sit forward. You invest. People invest in things that they don't like a lot, and that's not necessarily the healthiest thing. That's kind of what drives social media,
right?
Negativity, and millions of people consume it. So Brooks Koepka makes events more interesting. I hate the fact that he went in the wrong direction yesterday.
Me too. And, you know, and here he is announcing to everyone that the divorce is off. You know, they've reconciled. He and his wife are not going to get divorced. And, you know, everybody wants to hear that. They do. I mean, it's about the people that you're watching. You're invested. Why else? I mean, sure, you can watch golf shots, but everybody has their own little relationship mentally with their player that they like to watch. You know, Patrick Cantlay, he's got Tony Finau, Hideki Matsuyama. They've all got different groups of people who find them exactly what they'd like to emulate. And it's a wonderful sport, and I'm really glad that Tiger Woods made it cool. Aren't you?
My gosh, he changed the trajectory of the sport, and timing is a remarkable thing, and it just so happened that Golf Channel was born in 1995. Tiger was already winning U.S. amateurs. He was already a known commodity in the golf space. And then 2 years later, he runs away from a Masters field, and he becomes a global sporting icon. Not golf icon,
no.
Sporting icon,
yes.
A cultural phenomenon.
Yes.
At the advent and the proliferation of the electronic age in all of sports and all of entertainment. And he was jet fuel for this sport. And it is reflected in the multiples of generations of players that he has spawned, because he inspired them to make the choice to choose this sport as opposed to others.
You know, and exactly. And that's the beauty of what Tiger Woods did. And then, of course, he's in under the looking glass, you know, and everybody's got his eyes on, and there's so much attention on him. And any false move, any misstep of a young man, you know, and I always think of a man in his 30s still as being a young man. That, you know, that's when most guys get themselves in trouble. And yet, you know, we can all remember that our own missteps. And that's what we need to do, you know, instead of pointing fingers. So I am thrilled. I love this leaderboard. And I am so glad we reconnected. It was such a good connection. Gary Williams, thank you for taking so much time out of your schedule. So much is going on at Pinehurst for the U.S. Open, and I appreciate you enormously. Thanks.
Let me tell you something, Danielle. I love talking to you. I love that your passion for golf. I can only imagine how valuable you are to that community of golfers out there. And I hope you enjoy the weekend, which I know you will.
Yes.
And all your listeners, happy Father's Day.
Oh, right on. Yes. And do call back. You know, we're going to give away.
Yes. Caller 9. I want those volcano gift certificates.
Aloha, Gary Williams.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. Max Novina, Tournament Director, PGA Tour. He's been standing by. Love you, Max. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer, with in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates, Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a 9. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Max Novina, Tournament Director, PGA Tour, The Century, January 1st through the 5th. This coming year, yay, at Kapalua on the Plantation Course. And we're going to celebrate golf and fans and the Maui community. And, of course, Century's done so much. Max Novina, welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Good to be with you and your listeners. And happy early Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Yeah, and happy Father's Day to you. You know, Century has raised an enormous amount of money, a record $735,694. Let me say that again, $735,694 for the Maui community just in 2024. Tell us about how they did that. How did they accomplish such a huge income?
Yeah, we are, we're so proud of the announcement, our charity announcement on Tuesday, June 4th. It was a record. That said, it's much more than a number. We had the opportunity to meet with not only our charity beneficiaries, but other dignitaries from the state and from the county. We hosted it at Lahaina Luna High School, and such a beautiful school, beautiful children, and with everything that Lahaina had been through, it felt like the just perfect place to host the announcement.
Absolutely. And tell us, how is this going to be distributed?
Yeah, so we have 6 designated beneficiaries, including the Boy Scouts, Halemukua Health Services, J. Walter Cameron Center, Kalima O'Maui, Lahaina Junior Golf, and Lahaina Luna High School Foundation. Beyond the 6 beneficiaries, we give to approximately 20 other nonprofits here on Maui. And as you can tell, our support is far-reaching. It spans a range of care and needs, from education and youth programs to elderly and disabled care and environmental protection. And in any given year, it's our great honor and privilege to identify the nonprofits that are doing the most important work here on Maui and to help support them.
Wow. How did you raise it? What did you do to raise the money?
The support that we get, not only here on island, but frankly around the world, is how we raise the funds.
Wow.
And it comes from every place, including Century Insurance, our title sponsor, but also every single partner, ticket buyer, fan, volunteer that comes out and supports the event. And the giving is both big and small, and here again, beyond the number, for us, it's really about using the platform, the game of golf, our players, their families, to raise money, but also to entertain, inspire, ensure that there's awareness and community benefit and economic impact. And we're just so thankful for everybody and all of their support.
Yeah, and just last year, didn't Century give $2 million after the fires?
That's right. So, above and beyond our tournament announcement, Century has given more than $2 million to a range of causes and needs. Their mental health initiative, Century Malama Keiki, was $1 million to Maui United Way.
Wow.
And, it's a path and a trajectory and a cause that is near and dear. And we intend to continue to support. Beyond Century Insurance and the tournament, also really important to just share that our players, both publicly and privately, also gave individually. Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele, Tony Finau, Patrick Cantlay, Tom Kim, and many others in our field all gave, all stepped up.
Wow. I don't think there's any other organization in sports that does quite as much. And I'm quoting you from a press release that went out. It's just quite amazing what Century does.
Yeah, I would agree, Danielle. There is no other organization like the PGA Tour that steps up for its communities. And we play in many communities, and unfortunately, many communities have suffered, whether it be New Orleans or Texas or, recently the wildfires in Northern California, certainly what we've experienced here on Maui. And, we consider it our responsibility to step up for our community and to, help when there's need. And even when there isn't a natural disaster, the reality is that, those of us that get to play the game of golf, certainly the professional game of golf, we're abundant. And how do we make sure that we're helping those in need?
Yeah, exactly. And it's so sweet. The unwavering resilience and optimism displayed by the remarkable people of this community, Maui, is truly inspiring. As Lahaina continues down its path of recovery and rebuilding, we are deeply committed to supporting West Maui in numerous significant ways for years to come. That's a statement from Max Novina, Century. And thank you so much. I know I've kept you waiting, and I apologize for that. So many connection issues from, the U.S. Open. But I'm so glad you stayed with me. I really appreciate you. I appreciate Century Insurance. And I can't wait to see you all again coming up. It's like January 1st through the 5th. It's Happy New Year.
Indeed. thank you for having me on. This weekend is one of the best weekends in all of golf. The U.S. Open, it's just an incredible leaderboard, an incredible test of golf. And, here again, tomorrow is Father's Day, and I can think of nothing better than enjoying the U.S. Open on Father's Day. So, thanks for having me on. It's a special weekend in the game of golf, and really appreciate everything that you do.
Oh, I appreciate you. And Max Novina, Tournament Director, PGA Tour, The Century. It's January 1st through the 5th, in case you missed that. 2025, that's coming up next. Kapalua Plantation Course. Join us as we celebrate golf, its fans, and the Maui community. Thank you, Max.
Aloha. Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. All right, we're going to come back, and we're going to learn a little bit about how to play this game. Parker McLaughlin's going to be with us. He's at Short Game Chef on Instagram. And also, he's a PGA Tour winner, He took home $2,526,232 official dollars on the PGA Tour. We'll be back with Parker after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WailaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls, learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
All right. I am so excited because we have a guest that I didn't think was going to be able to make it. His name is Jimmy James. His book is called Playing from the Rough. Playing from the Rough is a remarkable memoir of race, class, family, and the power of perseverance. As James braids his love of golf with reflections. All right, he's in the clubhouse now. Jimmy James, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm great. I mean, it's U.S. Open weekend, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. And
at a fun place to play golf.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Fun. All right. Pinehurst and fun. I don't think very many of the guys right now would be putting those two words together.
Well, you have to laugh when you hit a great shot that lands 2 feet from the flag, and then it rolls back and then goes into a bunker.
Or into the water.
Or into the water, or scraggly, rough, any of the above.
You know, I think we'd enjoy playing golf together, because if you can't have fun, what's the point?
Absolutely.
And you've got to laugh at some of the things that Mother Nature gives you on a golf course. So tell us, what inspired you to write your book, Playing from the Rough?
I went on this crazy, idiotic, naive adventure of gaining access to the most private and exclusive and greatest courses in the country. And then I reflected often through that journey on a life that began in the piney woods of East Texas in a wooden shack, tin roof shack, in poverty during the late Jim Crow era in East Texas. And just the idea that decades later, I'd be at these opulent golf courses, these very private places, playing golf is something that my ancestors, who toiled on a plantation just 20 miles from one of the courses I played, could have imagined. They just could not have imagined or conceived that one of their descendants would one day be engaged in leisure just 20 miles from where they were slaves. So that story, to me, was just an American story of triumph over adversity that needed to be told.
Wow. I mean, when you look at the, you know, the idea of them looking through a window and seeing you being served hand and foot and having someone carrying your bag as you stroll down the fairway and have somebody select a club for you as you then make your decisions, having an assist everywhere you go, people asking you if you, is there anything else we can get you, Mr. James? You know, that would be like a jaw drop, and not, it would be like some sort of dream that they couldn't even have conceived of. You're right.
It's really hard to fathom, Danielle, when you think, as I put it in the book, born into a world that lacked almost everything, to find myself standing in a world that lacked almost nothing.
And to be 20 miles apart.
Yeah.
Indeed. So how many different golf courses are in your book here?
I didn't actually count the number of courses that I talked about, but I didn't talk about all 100. I talked about most of them, but in some brief way or another. There are 23 chapters in the book, along with the introduction, and those chapters, 22 of those chapters are named after golf courses in the top 100.
Oh.
One, out of respect for all of the people who came before me in this game that looked like me and made it possible for me to do the things I did, I have one chapter, East Potomac Golf Course, that isn't in the top 100. It probably struggles to just be in the top 20,000.
Right.
But it's so rich in history in black golf. East Potomac Golf Club course laid out along the Tidal Basin in Washington, D.C., where it was the first of the courses and led to all of the courses owned by the federal government being desegregated.
Wow.
After three golfers strolled onto it, weren't allowed to play, returned, trailed by U.S. Marshals, and were able to play. And then the next day, the Secretary of the Interior, Harold Ickes, desegregated all of the courses that the government owned throughout the country. So just as a way to contrast and a reflection and out of respect for all those long ago black golfers that struggled to be able to play on the tour and couldn't because of the Caucasian only clause, I stopped and played that model course during my journey. I played Augusta first, then I played as the second of the 100, I played at Kinloch, and in between, I played at East Potomac Golf Course in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
As I said, I didn't count how many I actually included, but you know, there are only so many ways you can describe a golf course and a golf shot. And when you're playing golf, you never want to feel that you've played the same hole twice. people are reading, playing from the rough, I don't ever want them to feel that they're reading the same description of words or round or shot twice. So I talk about those great courses, the history of the courses, the history of shots and tournaments at those courses, and I try not to ever repeat any of the stories or any of the descriptions, so that it holds the reader's interest.
That's very kind of you. here, this is from the former COO of Nike, Andrew Campion. Playing from the rough is a beautiful story about how optimism, hard work, and faith in humanity helped an individual overcome extraordinary bias and adversity to achieve his full potential in life. It just happens to unfold against a backdrop of the country's 100 most beautiful and challenging golf courses. And from someone who is, you know, a friend of mine in a long distance, he's on the show frequently, Alan Shipnuck, author of Live and Let Die, and that's L-I-V, of course, Live and Let Die. In Playing from the Rough, Jimmy James leads us on a discovery of golf in America. If you want to understand this country, it's golf, and the enduring belief in the American dream start here. It's Playing from the Rough. The author is Jimmy James. Wow, you have I'm just thrilled that you were able to be on the show today. As I told you, I got an email saying you wouldn't be available.
Well, I'm not sure what the mix-up was on there, Danielle, but I am thrilled to be here too with you and have the opportunity to share my story. You read that quote. Well, you know, I know Alan and I know Andy. His wife told me that he's not read many books in his life, but this one, at least he's read some of many books, but not from front to cover. That this is probably only the second book that she knows of that he's read from front to cover. The other one was Phil Knight's book.
Wow.
But
wow.
Andy said, you know, that it touched him because it reminded him of his own upbringing.
Wow.
So one of the things that when I wrote this book that I had a hope for was that some would come for the golf and stay for the stories. Some would come for the stories and be drawn into the unifying nature of golf. And to hear Andy connect with the story, also it's my hope that every reader finds a piece of themselves in my stories. And when we can connect with each other, it humanizes us, and it shows our common humanity. And when we find our common humanity in another, there is never a place for hate. There is no safe harbor for hate whatsoever. And so I hope that others can understand the unifying nature of this game that we love so much. You know, one of the ways I write it in the book is that under the heat of a common passion for golf, differences just melt away.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly right. That's why this game is so beautiful. Jimmy James, you're going to be on the show again, okay?
All right, Danielle.
Thank you for being inside the clubhouse. It's called Playing from the Rough. And this gentleman's name is Jimmy James, a personal journey through America's 100 greatest golf courses. Doesn't even begin to describe what this book is about. And I'm so glad you're inside the clubhouse. I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Danielle, for doing what so many others did, and that is invite me into their clubhouse.
Right on.
All right.
Aloha.
Have a good day.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back, and we do have our teacher who is still scheduled. Haven't heard from him yet, Parker. And then we're going to have Diana DeLucia, president of Golf Kitchen, founder and editor-in-chief and producer of Golf Kitchen, a lifestyle semi-annual magazine. And she spends her time inside some of the most amazing golf courses, inside the kitchens inside the dining rooms, experiencing exquisite cuisine. Yes, like no other. KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Hey, it's Aloha Powers Summer's Coming Sale. We have mowers from Homeowner, you know, the one that will fit in your lawn. It won't overshadow the size of your lawn. Yes, it's for homeowners. They've got Homeowner mowers. It's not just the super-sized landscaper mower that won't fit inside your lawn that they have. So they've got something for everybody, regardless of the size. Mower accessories galore. They're all available. You can mow it. You can blow it. You can bag it. Done. Because you got to let your equipment do the work. You don't want it to hurt your back. And we ship off island. And new shipments arrive daily. It's Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Got a shutterbug in your life? ProCamera Hawaii has just what you need. ProCamera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. ProCamera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. ProCamera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Parker McLaughlin, he's a short game chef. In fact, that's the name that he's given himself on Instagram. If you want to find him, you know where Instagram is. Short game chef. All one word. PGA Tour winner, short game instructor. Yes. And he's author of the Dad Advice Project. Actually, he's in the book. I don't think he authored the entire book. Took home $2,526,232 official dollars playing on the highest level in golf, the PGA Tour. Welcome into the clubhouse, Parker.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you. You know, and I was just thinking, you've got to be on more often, because there was a friend of mine who, or someone who listens to the show regularly, and they're my friends. So he's wondering, you know, I need help with my putter. I need help with my putter. Who can you send me to, Danielle? And I thought, well, you know, who should I send him to, Parker? Can you give me some suggestions?
Oh man, there's a lot of great putting coaches that are out there. I think that, you know, putting is one of those things where, as an amateur, it's probably the closest you could be to a tour player, right? It's the smallest stroke. If you get your grip and your setup in the right spot,
yes,
you should be able to make some putts. So there's a lot of great instructors. There's tons of putting instructors. Phil Kenyon is one. I know he's got a great online program that he has a lot of people go through. So there's a lot of great putting instructors out there. Just depends on what your flavor of choice is.
Right. Well, maybe you can give me some suggestions so that, because you know Pearl Country Club is being renovated and they're closed and they've been closed for months. And so all the guys up there, they're not teaching right now. They want everybody to wait until it's open. And I just need to give some people some, you know, here, go here. Because as you said, I always, when I'm on the green, I always feel like, you know, hey, okay, I can do this.
Yeah, exactly. That's the closest place that you could be to a tour player is on the greens and around the greens.
So do you miss competition, or are you still playing in some tournaments?
Yeah, I definitely miss competition. I feel like, you know, it was a great outlet for, you know, I mean, I was a competitor my whole life, and competition was, I mean, I remember, you know, being in tears after losing a ping pong game, although that didn't happen very often, but the couple times that I have lost a ping pong game, I remember being very frustrated. So yeah, I've always been a competitor, and just that's just part of my DNA. So you know, now I guess the competition is, you know, trying to help my players you know, be as prepared as they can be for, you know, these big golf tournaments.
Yeah. Parker was UCLA two-time All Pac-10, just to give you an idea. Punahou, three-time state golf champ, state volleyball champ. He wasn't a one-sport guy. You did everything. So who are you teaching? Anybody we know?
Yeah, so this weekend I've got a guy named Tom Kim, who's a great player from Korea, young guy, and a guy named Sam Burns, who's Ryder Cup player. So, yeah, I've been helping those two for, you know, the last Sam for about maybe a month and a half, and Tom for you know, about three months now, and I've been seeing some great progress with both of those guys. It's been really fun.
Yeah, is it mostly you're a short game chef, so you focus on inside what, your wedges, and tell us.
Yeah, I would say for both of those guys, inside of 50 yards is the big focus, and, you know, bunkers, chipping, pitching, flop shots, you know, high spinners, you know, bump and runs, just anything creative around the greens, out of the rough, learning how to read the lies, all that type of stuff.
Yeah. Do you think that, guys, sometimes I get the feeling that the industry kind of makes us want to be like power hitters, you know, like get my driver and go far. But what's really important is, you know, you can go far, but once you get to where that point is, you need to go short. That's where we kind of all don't have the exposure.
There's so many things that, you know, when you're learning to hit the ball far, you know, like Bryson DeChambeau, he was great at learning how to add ball speed. And, you know, once you do that, that's a certain type of a skill that you've got to have, is to learn how to add ball speed. Now, the opposite is true. Once you get inside of 30, 40, 50 yards, you want to learn how to take away the ball speed, but do it in a way that it doesn't compromise the amount of spin that you have. You don't just want to swing slower. You want to be able to understand how to take that ball speed away while still maintaining the most amount of spin you can.
Wow. Yeah. Gosh, doesn't that sound sexy in a way?
Got to have the right recipe.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. We're talking with Parker McLaughlin. He's been mentored by one of the greatest wedge players, Paul Azinger. He played over 200 events on the PGA and Korn Ferry Tours. He was coaching Kevin Streelman, Max Homa, Aaron Oberholzer, LPGA major champion Anna Nordqvist, on their short games and putting. You know what I'm saying? And now he's working with Tom Kim, Sam Burns. And if you'd like to learn more about Parker's teaching, he's got videos. It's on Instagram. Again, the handle is Short Game Chef. I love that name. Yep. Did you come up with
Thank
that?
Thank you, yeah. No, I built an online platform too, so that if you can't come and see me in person and you want to take a deep dive, shortgamechef.com is the spot to go. I've basically broken down every area of the short game and you know, broken them down into sort of chapters in a book. And so if you want to learn how to bump and run, I've got 20 videos breaking it down step by step as to how to do that.
Wow.
Going in super, super deep detail, how to pitch it, how to hit a flop shot, how to bunker it, all that stuff. So anyway, that's been my biggest focus, has been on, you know, creating that platform so that everybody can get some great information and tour quality information.
Right. Shortgamechef.com. www.thegolfclub.com. Real easy to remember. That's awesome. Now, where are you based now?
I'm in Scottsdale, but I'm currently in Orlando, Florida, watching my daughter play some volleyball.
Oh, another sports person, father, like daughter.
That's right. That's right. passing on the tradition.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, as a daughter, I, of course, I've always wanted to. It's something girls just want to do what their dads are doing. What's dad doing? I want to do what he's doing. At least that's for a lot of girls. So you're based in Arizona. Do you come home to Hawaii? I mean, you used to have clinics at Ko'olina. Do you come home sometimes and do clinics?
Yeah, I still get back home about 3 times a year. It's been a minute since I've done a clinic, but I might need to talk to Greg Nichols and get something going over at Ko'olina one of these days.
Yeah, that would be exactly. I was reading the one that you had way back in 2020.
Yeah, before the world shut down.
Yeah, exactly. Before the world shut down. And we're still reopening. Have you noticed that? We're not quite back to where we were. Gosh, it's good talking with you, Parker. I hope you'll be on the show more often in different time spots in the show so that more, you know, some people listen for a short period of time. But getting to know more about you and what you do, that would be great.
Yeah, well, I'm always happy to come on the program. And are you going to be glued to the TV watching the U.S. Open this weekend?
Oh gosh, yes. And do you have any? I can't help it. what do you think about Oberg being at the top of the leaderboard?
Boy, he's a special player. I think. Just coming out of college, I think this is only his third major championship, and you know he's shown that it just doesn't. It doesn't affect him, and his mind is equally as powerful as his golf swing. So it'll be fun to watch to see how he handles the pressure over the weekend. You know, that golf course looks like it's borderline getting ready to be almost unplayable.
Yes. Well, it's going to be 92 degrees today, and the wind gusting to 15 miles per hour. And we've already seen what the greens are doing to people. Just, you know, I mean, Scottie Scheffler, the number one player in the world, had no idea that he'd be 5 over at this point. Neither did the betting audience. and just barely, he didn't even think he'd make the cut. Talk about a wake-up call. When you said the mind, his mind is just as strong. Playing mental game coaches, did you have one?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that was, I always felt like that was one of my sort of superpowers was the mental game when I was playing. And I spent a lot of time, reading books and working on breathing and all that kind of stuff, visualization, in preparation for, for the biggest tests. For me, it was Q school, a couple of major championships. Like those were the big, trying to win golf tournaments. Like those are the big tests that would, you had to overcome the mental thoughts and doubts and fears. And you had to have tools to do that. And it's applicable for someone that's a 10 handicap who's, trying to break 80 for the first time, or someone who's a 3 handicap trying to win their club championship, whatever it might be. There's those mental hurdles that you've got to, have tools to be able to help you deal with the nerves or the fears or the doubts or the bad things that pop into your head. It takes work. There's not just like a one sentence is going to fix you, but you can't just say like, oh, just see it and trust it and feel it. It's like, no, you have to actually work at it and have a process and have a plan to make that work.
Awesome. Yeah, we got to talk more. Parker McLaughlin, shortgameschef.com. That's where you can find him. Awesome. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Aloha. Thank you. Talk soon. Now, we're going to see Diana DeLucia, and she's serving up, because, she only has the best cuisine. It's not hers. She just gets to go and visit all these different fabulous country clubs and imbibe. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hey, you know, we have not gotten a winner. No ninth caller yet. 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Diana DeLucia, President, Golf Kitchen, you know, a food photographer to start, and now she's got magazines coming out, and they're spectacular. She's got these fabulous books. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle, and how are you?
I'm good. It's been an interesting show today. I've had guests that I didn't even know were coming on because, but regardless, I want to know. You see, Diana left me a message, and she said, I'm just back from T-Squared Social, Five Iron Golf. And I'm like, huh? T-Squared Social, Five Iron Golf. What is T-Squared Social, Five Iron Golf, Diana?
T-Squared Social and Five Iron Golf. Some new virtual golf, how would you say it, properties in New York City. Five Iron Golf is all over the country, nationwide. It's a virtual golf, you know, and they have, like, you can have events there. I noticed that there was a lot of Deloitte events and accounting firms bringing everyone into have a round of golf on the virtual golf. And we had a great time. I was actually at Five Iron Golf for the Met Golf Writers Association that I'm a member of. And it's interesting because Casa de Campo, who we were guests of out of Dominican Republic, they are putting their tickets of the dog course in Five Iron Golf virtual golf courses.
Yeah. So,
and my understanding is that Casa de Campo is renovating the Teeth of the Dog course, and the only place you'll be able to play Teeth of the Dog until it's renovated is at Five Iron Golf.
What's interesting about T-Squared Social is owned, or the two of the shareholders and the guys who actually put it all, Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake.
That's correct.
I went, oh, that's an interesting business venture. They also have 8 a.m. golf. So there's, you know, all these different things happening, and this particular T-Squared Social right now is in New York City, but don't be surprised if it comes to a city near you, maybe even Honolulu. That would be very cool. Now, You have Golf Kitchen Invitationals. You have the Golf Kitchen Culinary Awards. You are with the National Golf Course Restaurant Association. We were talking, and one of the things that you mentioned is, why is it so important for a private country club to have excellent cuisine?
Well, what we're noticing now, like, remember back in the day when we first started this whole journey in 2010, a lot of clubs were very behind on the culinary level at their properties. However, with time and a change of memberships, younger members, they demand better food quality, better wine experiences. Dining in restaurants is pretty expensive, so why not spend the money at your club and bring your friends and guests to have these experiences at the clubs? And one big thing that's happening now is restaurant chefs, the very famous restaurant chefs like Thomas Keller of the French Laundry, a lot of his alumni are popping up in golf clubs all over the place, all over the country. And I also noticed that I have a new advertising partner, which is Ferran Adria, his new line of products called Texturas. And that's distributed by Kayan Specialty Foods. And if any chefs, because all the chefs are going to know who Ferran Adria is, he was the former El Bulli in Spain restaurant founder and owner. Any chefs that need samples of Texturas, please contact me and I will put you in the right direction.
That's great. How can they contact you? Do you have an email address you are willing to give out?
Yes, diana@golfkitchen.com.
Easy. diana@golfkitchen.com. And she can point you in the right direction. So, you know, I assumed that a country club would have fabulous cuisine, but that's not, obviously, that's not always the case. But they're working harder to bring it up to the level of an excellent restaurant. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes. Obviously, you have to have your, you know, your regular club food. As long as it has best quality ingredients, I think that's becoming the norm. But you also have to have that. You have to have the capability to have that really high-end, fine dining capability at your club. Otherwise, with the competition now, with clubs, social memberships increasing nationwide, I think the culinary, it's time that the culinary scene is becoming very competitive within clubs now.
Yeah. Well, and that's good. You know, it's important for the ingredients to be sourced from your neighborhood, if possible, right? If you're growing things on Oahu, then you want to get it to Oahu Country Club. That's, you know, one of our big, or Mid-Pacific Country Club, or, you know, we've got so many fabulous country clubs. And that's really important. Even some of the golf courses that aren't necessarily private country clubs, they're working hard on bringing their cuisine up to a higher level than just burgers and fries.
Yeah, exactly. That's old hat now.
Right, it's old hat. Indeed it is. And what is your next project?
Oh, goodness. I've got a few things going on. The next magazine that goes to the printer on the next Friday, and that has
wait.
Chris Pappas, CEO of the Chef's Warehouse, who has a storied history in the private club industry. They began Chef's Warehouse 40 years ago when they had one truck, and now they're a $4 billion company. He's also a golfer, avid golfer, and a big supporter of the private club chefs, teams, and Golf Kitchen. another club that I'm featuring is Manaskan River Golf Club in New Jersey, which is a really interesting story. And it's the story of how one club with a new GM and a new executive chef have reimagined the culinary landscape, and it's a very educational piece for other clubs thinking of doing the same.
Well, that's great. And they're all going to be featured in your magazine. How do we get your magazine?
It's subscribe at golfkitchen.com.
Again, golfkitchen.com is the place to go. Do you have anybody that you would like to see win the U.S. Open, or are you just going, you're just going to watch and see who comes out on top?
Ooh, you're asking me a golf question.
Naughty me. I have...
The one that got arrested the other week. I want him to win.
It's Scotty Scheffler. He just barely made the cut. You know, and that's really sweet of you to say the one who got arrested the other week. Why does that appeal? I mean, why does you feel bad that he got arrested? So he should be, you know, he should be able to win.
No, that's not why, because I watched the video playback of that about 50 times. And I kind of feel like he's a really clean cut, well behaved young man.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yeah. It was, as he said, it was a huge misunderstanding. It was dark. And it, so much went into it, including the fact.
That's all that happened.
Yeah, these things happen. You know, it's so good to hear your voice. It's great hearing from you, Diana, and for you being on the show. And I really want you to send me information, what's going on. I know you're busy, or maybe I need to text you more often to knock on your door. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse. All right. GolfKitchen.com. Diana DeLucia. We're having technical difficulties with the phone again. It's one of those days, but we're going to get through it all. The Golf Club, it's POW already. Yes. And we wouldn't be here if it wouldn't. You know, it's just not possible, you know. And I do this for the love of the game. Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories. Well, their staff will help you find what you need. You don't know what to choose? Maybe you want to give somebody something and you're not sure. Well, they have gift certificates, a gift card. Now in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center, so many great little shops in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. As you come down one of the freeway, you take the IAA exit and stay to your left because it'll be the second light that you'll want to make a left at. It's Aloha Power's summer coming sale. We have every brand of riding mowers from homeowner to supersized landscaper all in stock. You know, trade-ins are welcome. Mow it, blow it, bag it. Done. Let your smart equipment do the work. Faster and smarter. Get yours today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco station and in Waipahu. Do I have time to tell you that you need to be going down Farrington Highway? In Waipahu, you make a left when you get down to Waipahu Depot Street, and they'll be right there. And if you're going east, you make a right. And the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and business and hotels since 1939. These people know their business. They can find you without your sign. No, that's the whole issue. Nobody can find you if you don't have a sign. You'll drive right past. You see, Aloha Power Equipment. They have a nice big sign that says, oh, right there. So I'm driving along. I want to see. Oh, right there. That's where they are. I'll have to make a U-turn quick. And the Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. You heard that today on the show, didn't you? For self, for health, and friendship, go golf. Indeed. And have fun. And don't take it too seriously. It's not a big deal. You know, I know it's a big deal. But, you know, you're just going to work a little bit harder. We got a high surf advisory. No. We got a high surf warning for the south-facing shores. So stay out of the water if you're not used to 10 to 15-foot waves. Most of us are not, and they're powerful. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.